of Am I a Bad Mum podcast as we are on the downhill slide towards the Christmas holidays.
I feel like this time of year, if you were to describe it in a slide, you know, wet and wild, you would just be on that spiral one. Like right now, it's that twisty, turny spiral all the way down
round and round
to a big kaboom at the end. Because you just feel like you're just falling. You're just trying to stay afloat. So you don't want to drown in the slide, but you want to start. And you know that there's some sort of finisher to this, but you're just going to go, you're going to hit it with a splat because it's a massive time of year.
It's the one, the coloured ones you see as you're driving.
Yes, the big one.
On the highway. My husband made me go on that once. He thought it was hilarious. I was terrified. Terrified. You stand there, the floor goes, and then you shoot down the slide.
Yeah.
I came off the end. My contact lenses had come out, had a wedgie.
You'd got an enema on the slide.
That's how this feels. Heading towards school holidays.
Speaking of school and wrapping up school, I mean, I'm having a bit of drama at the moment with Gracie. I'm one of those believers that if they're going to try something, they try it for a good term. Mm. And at the start of this year, I did make a pact with Gracie because she put herself forward for a instrument at the end of last year.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, be the supportive mum. Yes, if you want to learn that, that's fine, but you do it for the year.
The year?
Yeah, with the instrument. She's actually quite good at it, but the amount of effort that she puts in, I don't think she's really keen on it. I was finding a way out to try and sort of boost her confidence, but find where she's at as to whether we're giving it up at the end of this year. She said, oh, no, Mum, the teacher said I can't give it up. I said, sorry? She goes, the music teacher, she said I can't give it up because once you start, you're not allowed to stop. I said, oh, no, you're allowed to stop. You can do whatever you want. You don't have to do it. So here I am finding myself at the other end of the year, contradicting myself at the start of the year because I'm thinking she doesn't want to do it. She practices in the morning on a Friday before she has a lesson on that day. That's the only time she practices.
And then it ends up effort for the parents because then you're chasing them to do it and then you've also got to find the time because they only think about doing it like maybe just before bedtime.
Yeah. Or she's in the morning. She's up there rushing about before school trying to do a quick 10-minute lesson because she's got it at lunchtime. So anyway, then the teacher not only has told her she can't give up, she's got to stay with it. There's no choice. She said, oh, and you need to tell your mum that you've got to buy your own violin for next year. You can't hire.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we had that. It's free for the first year and then you got to pay.
So Gracie was like, yeah, Mum, so we have to go out and buy my own violin and I'm not allowed to quit. I don't know what to do in this situation.
You want to encourage them to do it, especially if they're getting good at it.
Yeah.
But then if they can't be bothered, you're wasting your money on something
I'm not
that she
buying
doesn't care
a
about.
Violin.
Go to Gumtree. Honestly.
I wouldn't even know what I'm buying from Gumtree. Can a violin not be good? Like, are you buying a secondhand one that's dodgy?
Go to a music shop, ask for what's a good one to buy, and then search it on Gumtree.
Yeah, right. Great idea. I'd rather her just quit.
And then you know what happens on Gumtree, because I've had experience in this. You can put it up for $50 and then go, will you take five?
Am I a bad mum for not delivering a solution to a problem?
Not having an answer?
Not having an answer. No, well, it's kind of like delivering the wrong answer. It's like thinking that you're giving the right answer, but it's actually the wrong answer, and then it makes the situation worse because it's, you know, it's dealing with your kids, and then you say one wrong thing to the kids, and that, or, you know, you might say something to them that they're not expecting the answer to be that way, so then they blow up even more. You know those situations?
Yeah, perfect. Yeah. Perfect for this podcast because that's what it's all about.
This is what it's all about.
We don't do things in the right way always because we're humans.
Yeah, and we don't have a book that tells us how to do this with each and every one of our children.
A personalised one.
A personalised. One for Elsie Thiday. It's like a, you know, a Christmas list. Each and every one of them's individual.
You need someone to go, here's your book when they're born.
Oh, Elsie Thiday. Yep, here's the book.
Here's
Step
book.
Step one.
Elsie. And then there's chapters and then you, okay, age five.
Stage. Anyway, look, this is from another mum. She's got five kids. But
five.
Yeah, so it's about her eldest. Such a good boy. Such a beautiful hearted good boy. But he is of...
That's why she went on to have four more.
Yeah, that's why she had four more. Tricked her. Gotcha. She had four more girls. Anyway, so he's of an age where he would like a girlfriend.
Okay. How old is he?
Grade 7.
Okay.
And really likes this girl. I think he was sort of looking to ask her out to be his girlfriend. So he was getting to like the pointy end of it. Mm. And she was like, I didn't give him really much advice around asking, but it was just like, just lead in slowly because you don't know her very well to know that you want to be, you know, boyfriend and girlfriend. She happens to get to the point where they're out and the kids are with a babysitter. And so I think he's thought, oh, I'm going to ask her today.
On text. So he's at home.
Tough conditions. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And so have they been out, you know, to the movies together or anything like that? Yeah.
No, I don't think.
So that's what he wants to ask.
Yeah, he wants to ask to basically be exclusive.
Oh.
Boyfriend and girlfriend.
Okay, so skip the dates.
Yeah, don't need dates in grade 7.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I think he's gone in for the kill, hasn't quite gotten the answer that he wants. And then his sister then starts messaging his mum to go, oh my gosh, it's bad. He's so upset. He finally asked her out and she said no.
Oh no.
And he's just really upset. I don't know what to do with him, mum. Like, you have to come home. So then there's a guilt trip. You have to come home because he's really upset because he's asked a girl out on text. She's given him a no, no go, denied, cancel.
Phones are a bit of a curse in that respect, don't you reckon?
Yeah.
Because... like I'll be at the gym sometimes and I'll get like a message through and I look on my watch and I'm like, I need to leave this at home because I need to not be getting these distractions. Yeah. Like, 'cause kids can contact you anytime.
Yeah, anytime.
And make you feel guilty and ask for you to come home. We should be able to just go out and not
Well, I just said to her, I said,
not be contactable.
Did you at any point decide I should probably go home because he got rejected from a girl over a text message? And she was like, oh, and she's such a sweetheart. She goes, oh, I was just thinking, oh, I just kind of went into a bit of a panic going, oh, do you need me to come home? And I wanted to say from my head point of view, just tell him to have a glass of concrete and harden the fuck up. She said, but my heart kind of took over. She said, so I'm texting back saying, just give him some concrete and he'll feel better. But she said, in my head, I was meant to say, give him some chocolate and he'll feel better and I'll be home soon.
But she had
the concrete and analogy. Then the chocolate. So then the daughter's come back and gone, Mum, like, what does concrete mean? Like, there's a part of you that goes, oh, just harden up, mate. Like, it's fine. You know, you're going to have a lot of rejection in life. Like, that's part of life. And then the other part was just have some chocolate, but I got them all mixed up and then I delivered this one liner and it was just a no good, no go, and everything was just disastrous from there. So apparently he sat in his room and sulked for a while.
Oh, it's a tough one when you accidentally say what you're thinking. That's not as bad as it could have been.
No.
Because she just said, give him some concrete.
He'll feel better. And
some concrete and he'll feel better. Because actually you can just go, oh, that was my phone auto-corrected it to concrete. It was supposed to say chocolate.
Subconsciously, she wanted to just go, just harden the fuck up.
Yeah.
But then the mother part of you comes in and the nurture and the care, and it's the first rejection and all these things, all the other things that make up this big, you know, emotional ordeal for them. But maybe for us it's not as big kind of thing.
Mm.
But imagine if you just delivered those one-liners. It'd be cruel. You can't say that there's moments where you don't go, I wouldn't have done it like that, or just harden up. Chocolate, concrete, there's no aligning on
that. At least you didn't say and harden the fuck up at the end of it.
I know. So we sort of went half-half.
But she got the better half, the concrete half. At least it wasn't the harden the fuck up half.
Yeah, just the concrete part. I mean, I've said that in a few things, but it's not been to my kids. It's just been to my husband.
Have a glass of concrete and harden the fuck up.